Hello, and welcome to another podcast. I'm Justin Stumm, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Today's podcast will be about the effectiveness of marriage counseling. You know, over the years, I've had many individuals and couples ask me as a therapist about marriage counseling and whether or not it really works. Others wonder if counseling is successful within a few sessions, and if there's even hope for them or their friends in marital crisis. You know, if therapy were as easy as changing your oil, the answer might be quickly generated. The fact is, relationships are simple in some ways, and in others can be very complicated, depending on the history, your current situation, and the willingness to change with each partner in the relationship. I'd like to discuss as a part of this podcast the nature of marriage counseling and the flow that productive therapy by a licensed counselor can have for couples. Therapists approach counseling in different ways depending on their clinical training and their style. Some therapists explore the history and talk about current problems. Others explore some history, but focus on communication patterns. In my opinion, I'd suggest that both of these things are needful and helpful. Yet, solid marriage counseling that simply deals with solving old fights and quarrels and focuses on helping partners learn skills to communicate may miss the mark. Let me explain. Dr. John Gottman is a therapist and researcher, actually up in the Northwest, and he's a world-renowned marital research expert, and has found that it's not conflict in marriage, but emotional distance that determines whether a relationship will survive. If, in fact, it is distance and not conflict, then working to help partners attend to each other and, quote-unquote, hear each other beyond what they are saying is crucial to helping the couple establish a solid relational foundation. With couples I've worked with, you know, I've found over the years that many learning skills and solving age-old battles is not enough. Partners seek connection and belonging at their cores of their inner selves. Thus, when infidelity or mistrust or similar breaches of commitment tear at marriages, spouses become very hurt and often devastated due to the sense of betrayal and sense of attachment and bonding loss. Therapists that know and practice emotionally focused couples therapy, or what we call EFT, can help couples gain a sense of safety, a sense of openness, and better responsiveness to one another, thus allowing them to engage and in fact have conflict when it arises, but the way they quote-unquote fight or have that conflict is much more healthy, and the nature of the foundation is stable, thus they weather the emotional microbursts and can better establish harmony and peace. In fact, research indicates that 70 to 75% of couples report being happy again after having gone through emotionally focused couples therapy, in contrast to the 35% that traditional couples counseling, which focuses on communication techniques. If you want professional help with your marriage, it is key that you begin working with a licensed marriage and family therapist, specifically trained in couples and family therapy work, which I am. I do work through an emotionally focused couples paradigm that is research-backed and proven effective at helping couples build strong, safe marriages. This allows me to glean your history, establish the dynamics in the relationship, then begin helping couples build a strong sense of connection and understanding beyond curing a few simple debates or offering a few communication techniques. If you're interested in bringing stability and strength to your marriage or repairing a damaged, ailing one, please contact me and I can guide you back to the marriage that you're hoping for. Thanks for visiting and listening to this podcast. Be well.